Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. We in this bitch. Another again. Welcome to Two and a Half Hills. I go by Uncle Black and all of that. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host extraordinaire sitting over there. It's Bree.
What's up? Hello. What's up?
Yes, how you doing? How we doing this evening?
I'm great. As someone who has been a little down over the past couple weeks because I've missed my bloodline, and to know that they are back and stronger than ever, and are still running Friday nights, I'm doing great.
Hell yes. Hey, thank y'all. Y'all been very, very receptive over the last week or so with this with the new format on the show. Yes. So thank you. Thank y'all. Go tap into the last episode. Go watch the Raw review. Stick around here because after we get finished talking about SmackDown, we're going to preview the AEW Dynasty pay-per-view. So you don't want to miss that. But God damn it, this new era, we rocking and rolling in it.
I'm loving it. It is great so far. I can't wait to see where these stories are going to go. It's great. I love it.
Oh, and as a timestamp, right? Happy 420 to everybody that celebrates. Happy Earth Day to everybody who reads it from the calendar. But you know, y'all know what it is. Smoke something.
Y'all know what it is. It's 420.
Yeah, all right, though. So, we go kick it off with how we kicked off the show. Number one contenders match for Cody Rhodes' WWE. Ooh, they changed the name. The Undisputed WWE Championship. In France at Backlash, AJ Styles versus LA Knight. And this match ended the way I did not anticipate it. It ended with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. And no, I'm not talking about the surprise roll-up. A thumb to the eye to the megastar, which caused him to lose his sight for a moment. And that's when he caught the phenomenal forearm and he goes down for the uno dos tres. New music and all. AJ Styles is going to the main event of Backlash to face Cody Rhodes for that belt. How we feel about that?
I feel like as much as I love LA Knight, this was the right outcome. AJ has lost a lot since coming back. He lost in that fatal four-way. He's been losing in singles matches. He lost to LA Knight at WrestleMania. This was his moment, and I'm glad that he got it. Is he going to go to France and beat Cody Rhodes? We know that's not happening. But he gets a big moment in the first international PLE of this new era. And it's going to be a great match. Cody and AJ, that is a match that is going to impress. That main event is going to be chef's kiss. It's going to be so great. Cody's first title defense. I'm excited.
I mean, you hear the term dream match threw around every fucking week in this business. But to some...
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles was a match that
that's a literal like
I wasn't looking for it, but now that it's you know it's before me, it's like
now that it's here,
give me now, and we get the contract signing next week on SmackDown from France.
Ooh.
We get that contract signing live.
And y'all know how contract signings go.
Someone's going through a table, and then after that,
y'all know how contract signings go.
Yeah. We sign a contract, I say something, you say something, then we fight, somebody goes through a table, we're done here.
Yep.
That's that. Right after that, just like what happened on Monday Night Raw, we had the crowd, WWE Tag Team Champions, just like I said.
Yep.
Eight Town Down Under was welcomed to the ring by Papa H and Nick Aldis, and same as Monday. You guys are champs. You deserve belts that reflect it, so you are now the WWE Tag Team Champions. By God! Have y'all seen these championship belts?
They look good.
They look like the old Smith. They're, the main plate is faction of the old WWE tag team titles from SmackDown, like circa 04 through 06. So, bravo.
I love it.
They managed to maintain the two side plates with the, you know, with the little insertable nameplates and on it, but all that. But you know what? I like what they did. And now we have two distinct sets of championships that need to stay as far away from each other as possible.
Yes.
We don't need nobody. No more undisputed.
No.
It's done.
Keep that shit separate.
We good. We had it. Look, we had fun with it. Now it's done.
It was only fun with the Usos, if you ask me, but hey.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Judgment Day carried it until they split it. They did. So, moving on from the championships being presented to our champions, we needed a number one contender. So then we had a four corners tag team match to determine the number one contenders. And in this match, it was AOP, the Street Profits, Berto and them from Legado del Fantasma. I think that's the group now. And, of course, the Street Profits. All right? A huge...
Nope. New Catch Republic.
They was a brother. Hold on.
He said Street Profits twice. Yeah.
Well, that tells you who won. Then sorry about the New Catch Republic, but yes, the Street Profits got the dub. After they hit the Revelation, I like that. That's the name of their finish. Because we could have did that from the heavens, but like, no, we serious.
Nah.
So
these ain't the same Street Profits that had red solo cups flying all over the place.
Yeah, it's no more cups. It's just Bobby Lashley and B-Fad.
I ain't gonna lie though, I miss the cups.
We miss the cups.
I miss the cups.
No, it's it. We gotta be serious now. We gotta put the cups there.
They were the Almighty.
And now they have a tag team championship match. So, do you think is this the time? Like, are we gonna put the belts on the Street Profits and let them go? Let them go with it now?
I say, why the hell not? Why the hell not? They have had great tag team championship runs in the past. And this one, like I said, when they're in a more serious role right now, it's going to hit. It's time to put some gold in that faction. You know, they could have done it with Bobby Lashley, but there was a bigger storyline there with LA Knight and AJ Styles. So I understand that, but this is the time to do it. You know, I knew they weren't going to give it to AOP because AOP is in NXT right now, chasing after those tag team championships. So,
no. They just had a bunch of releases. I'm scared for everybody. Jeez.
Same.
You want? Oh, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about that another time, we can.
That can be some content for.
Y'all will get that later on. Don't worry about that. That'll be another video up on the page or another podcast. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Possibly. Whatever. Don't trip. But from there, again, after we found out that the Profits is going to win, I feel like they're going to win, bro. I feel like the Profits is going to beat A-Town Down Under because the belts are actually gold now.
Yeah.
And I think them belts and are going to look good.
It's going to look so good. And I'm rooting for everybody black. So that's just.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
All right, from here.
What we get next?
We get into the continuation of our bloodline story. And Solo is the man now. Solo got the keys to the kingdom because I never, for one, and I will reiterate this until I am blue in the face. I've never heard Solo talk this much. Solo got more words than Michael Cole and Taz did back in 04. I swear for God. And I'm loving it because now it's like he's coming into his own. He is relaxed enough to have those little nuances of comedy, like in his, how he looks like.
Is out there like, looking fresh too.
With the blazer, the bust down, the suit. He learning.
He's I love it.
It's like he's the perfect blend of everybody. So of course,
you know what this storyline is giving me right now?
What is it giving you?
Like the Dawn and all of them in NXT, but make it main roster. Mm-hmm. Spice like it up that. A little bit. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, because they definitely just tried to murder Kevin Owens.
All right, we'll get to that in a second. One thing I do want to shout out again, WWE, with these amazing one-shot transitions, because the transition that got us from the backstage area to Solo in the ring, bomb.com. The whole time, Paul is scared. Paulie is like, I do not want to piss you off, but these calls that you were making should only be made by the tribal chief. Once he said that, Solo was like, are you done? Are you done? And Paul was like, yes, I am. And then they just walked out to the ring. The camera again stayed behind them the whole time. Took them all the way out there. Bomb.com. Round of applause. And in this promo, Solo basically said, hey, I had to get rid of one brother to get to another. And then he said his name, Tama Tonga. And I'm thinking I'm going to hear some music. You're going to hear a new song or something. A body comes flying out from backstage. And it's Kevin Owens. The side of his face is a crimson red. He is a bloody mess.
I mean, and here comes dripping.
Tama Tonga comes out after. Pause. He was there. Beat the hell out of him.
Bang.
And of course, you know, it breaks down. Security, everybody comes out to separate them all. They try to take Kevin Owens backstage. For a second, everything's cool. Then we cut back. Kevin Owens is still stumbling back down the ramp. Half dead. Still trying to fight. Then he, like, no-sells it for, like, 3 seconds to punch Tama Tonga. But then Solo comes back. You know, the numbers game.
Yeah.
It's always too much. Samoan Spike. And Kevin Owens is dead again. So, we leave from there. We start to go outside. We see that there is a hit-and-run type situation outside. Nick Aldis is in Paul Heyman's face like, listen, I'll look at those cars. That rental car belongs to Tama Tonga. That rental car belongs to Kevin Owens. I don't know what y'all doing over here. I understand quarrel between family, but not on my show. So I'm expecting some repercussions in the upcoming weeks because it seems like Solo done lost his goddamn mind.
So, I have seen online that even though Roman is, you know, out indefinitely, there's no word on when he's coming back. He is still heavily involved in the creative process as far as the bloodline is concerned. So maybe
this is exactly what he wanted the whole time.
This is what he's probably what he's wanted this entire time. And I don't even know where it's going. There's so many theories. There's so many thoughts running through my mind of what could possibly happen. I don't even know. The fact that Paul Heyman can't even call Roman Reigns to figure out what's going on without Solo breaking his phone.
You gotta understand, Solo's the captain now. He's the one that gets the 15-minute entrance and the 25-minute promo. Not that he's gonna go that long, but
like,
it's Solo's time.
This just has me like, when Roman comes back, because his whole thing has been like with Jimmy, with you lost, so there's consequences. What's gonna happen when Roman eventually comes back? Is he gonna get the same consequences?
He gonna get
can
his
you
too.
No, but can Jacob you imagine?
In comes Jacob. There you go.
Can you imagine?
That's his consequence. His consequence is big cuz.
I can't even picture Solo Sikoa, some hitting the Samoan spike. Oh, Roman. Do you know how devastated but happy I would be?
It's going to be so good. Roman probably got that written down. Like, yeah,
it's already written.
It's already written.
It's already written.
It just has to happen now.
A couple months before SummerSlam, you know?
I don't know, because the word around the streets is that Jacob is in. He's already there.
Yeah, that's all I've been seeing, that he's already signed. So
that's what I heard.
It's just a matter.
Confirm or deny. It's a matter of when.
There's only one person we know who secretly works for WWE, and it's not either one of us. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Subscribe to Nikki D's YouTube page. Yeah. That boy has not been wrong yet.
Nope.
Shout out to Nikki D.
So ask him when Jacob Fatu is making his debut, y'all. Cause
oh, no.
We don't know.
He has the run sheet. I promise you he has it.
Yep. Mm.
What happened next? What happened from there?
Carlito and Santos Escobar.
Oh, yeah. Carlito lost.
Yep. That's all that you said about that.
That's not cool. I want to say this. I hate Carlito's new theme song.
I hate Babyface Carlito, period.
Yeah, he is trying so hard. It looked painful. It looks painful. He doesn't smile like that.
I just want them to hurry up and tell us that Carlito is the one who attacked Dragon Lee backstage so we can finally get Hialito.
No, because everybody knows it was Santos. Santos Escobar. That's who did it. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, we just need to get on with it. It's like a slow burn.
Just do it. It's like,
I feel like it's like something I could turn away from and I'll come back and be like, did it happen
and you
yet?
You know exactly what's going on.
No,
like,
okay. I'll be back. Let me know when it happens.
This Legado del Fantasma versus LWO is so stale. Like,
Groundhog Day, man.
Y'all thought that Final Testament versus Bobby Lashley and them was stale? Nah. Like, yeah, that was stale. This is expired, okay?
Throw it out.
Get it out of here. We're done. We don't want it.
Oh, where were we?
Main event time now.
All right. So, right before the main event begins.
Or should I say tippy time?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We get a view from the skyboxes in the building that Damage Control have a special look-see at the main event to see what happens. And right before the match begins, in the box next to him, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill get a whole entrance of them just walking into this box, and they look great. They had some nice little outfits on to sit up there and watch the match. And then from there, we get our main event, Naomi versus Bayley, in the main event for the WWE Women's Championship. I didn't think that Naomi was going to win just because, you know, Bayley had just won the championship. And neither did anybody else because nobody won this match. There was an interruption from a certain someone. A certain princess, if you will. The
Barbie of WWE. Miss Tiffany Stratton. Because it's always Tiffy time.
Yes.
And now she's main event. She's here. She laid out the champ and the number one contender. Put the belt on him.
Put the belt on her, she said. Ruined a good TV main event.
She sure did. She sure did. And did it beautifully. Executed it perfectly.
Man, listen, she hit
y'all
that,
know that meme of Homelander? It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Everything. Down to the last minute details.
Prettiest moonsault ever on both Bayley and Naomi. And that's what takes us off the air for SmackDown this week. And boy, oh boy, next week is going to be quite the shindig. I can't wait to see what else they put around that non-violent contract signing between AJ and Cody.
Non-violent.
Yeah, nobody's going to be violent at all.
AJ sucks.
All right, that was SmackDown. That it was. And just as promised, we will give you a preview for the AEW Dynasty pay-per-view this Sunday. Woo! Aaron from the Chaffetz Arena in St. Louis. Should be a good time. We're going to kick things off with everything going down on the 0 hour. It's a lot going on, so just follow along as best as you can. We got Trent Beretta taking on Matt Sydal, formerly known as Evan Bourne, up in the WWE's. And I can just tell you now, Trent's going to win because Trent recently did a bad thing, had a heel turn. Now he's a bad guy. So you have to win when you go bad. Otherwise, it's for nothing. So I got Trent winning. Any thoughts on that?
Not really.
Oh, I was going to say, all right, but and moving on. Also in the 0 hour, you have Orange Cassidy taking on Katsuyori. Oh, wait. Orange Cassidy teaming up with Katsuyori Shibata. Teaming to take on Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty of Shane Taylor Promotions. And in this match, I don't see Orange Cassidy nor Shibata losing a match. No offense to Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty, because I'm always rooting for everybody black, but the orange goes over in this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Cassidy and Shibata on this one. From what I have seen of AEW, Orange Cassidy is not to be played with. So I'm a stick with him.
You never bet against a piece of fruit. And closing out the 0 hour, it is a trios match. Belt for belt. Title for title. The AEW Trios Champions, The Acclaim, taking on the Ring of Honor World Trios Champions, the Bullet Club Gold. Belt for belt, everything is on the line. Now, just from you seeing the promotional flyer, who do you think is going to win this tag team match? Without knowing nothing about the story, knowing nothing about nothing, who do you think is going to win?
Personally, I'm going to go for the Acclaim. Just because it's Billy Gunn, and as a longtime DX fan, I just love Billy Gunn too much, and it's his kid. I don't know. I'm gonna go with them.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to go against you and disagree. I'm gonna have to say Bullet Club Gold, Guns Up, is gonna get the big fat dub here.
Wait, is that Adam Cole?
No, that is Switchblade, Jay White, Austin, and Colton Gunn.
Oh,
the Guns. Okay. Guns up. So I'm going to take Bullet Club Gold to win all.
Wait.
I'm taking them to win.
Last time I watched AEW, weren't they all like working together or something?
It all broke down. And now they don't like each other no more. See, you gotta watch the pride. You gotta watch the product, because everything culminates at Dynasty. So yes,
I'll be trying to watch AEW.
It's a okay because it's enough wrestling to go around for everybody. So I'm gonna speed bag through the main card because we'll get up out of here. So. Kicking off the show, we got a six-man tag team match between Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe, and House of Black. Now, I do not see Edge's team losing, but also House of Black don't be losing either. So
I'm going House of Black.
All right, I'm going to take Team Edge to win.
I'm a mommy fan. I can't go against her fiance.
You cannot. And I respect
I can't.
I'm going off for the booking of Mr. Tony Khan. Also, we got Toni Storm defending the AEW World Women's Championship against Thunder Rosa. I'm going to take Toni to retain because this title run is going so well. And this character reinvention that she has went through is bar none. Some of the best work. Some of the best work I've seen in the women's division. Period. Toni all the way.
I agree. She's finally getting the push that I feel like she should have gotten in WWE. So this is great. I love it. I'm going with Toni.
Yes, sir. Moving on, we got the TBS Championship on the line. Julia Hart honoring the House of Black, defending against Willow Nightingale. Now, I am going to say that Julia Hart has been a tremendous TBS champion thus far. And I kind of don't want to take the belt off of her just yet. So the safe side of me is going to see Julia Hart retains. But for that shock factor, I would not be upset if Willow won because she has been fighting her forever and just could not seem to get the job done. But it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah. From what I've seen, Willow Knight is a complete badass in the ring. So I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if she won the title. Why not? I'm going to go with Willow.
Say word, say word. Moving on. I'm going to be honest, if we would have did some things differently, this next match would have been must-see. I feel like it's must-see anyway just because of who's in it. But, you know, just a little stink around it. We got the AEW World Tag Team Championship ladder match. The EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, the Young Bucks, challenging against FTR for the vacant World Tag Team Championships. How you feel about that one, man?
I'm going to go FTR. I love the Revival, so those are my guys. I can't go against them as much as I do appreciate the Young Bucks. I'm going to go FTR.
Man, listen, I'm going to call shenanigans because that's what this Young Bucks is all about. So I'm calling that they're going to get up to the top of the ladder and they're going to call for somebody to push a button and lower the belts down. I'm calling for something goofy like this to happen because as EVPs, they're really leaning into just being the most obnoxious versions of themselves. And it is money. So I'm taking the Young Bucks to become champs and run the company that they created as they should. Now, moving on, we just got title match after title match. We got the AEW International Championship. Roderick Strong of the Undisputed Kingdom taking on Kyle O'Reilly. In a personal bout, I would like to think so. So do you even have a prediction for this?
I feel like this one could really go either way. Fuck it. Kyle O'Reilly.
I'm going to go Kyle O'Reilly too, man. Let's put the belt on him. I mean, Roderick has he's just won this championship, but if he's a nice guy. And if there is anything a nice guy like that would do for his friend, is give him a moment on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know, do his thug this. Or he could just cheat and have everybody come out and jump him and retain. No problem. So either way, hey, it's going to be a good time. All right, moving on. We have the AEW Continental Championship. Kazuchika Okada, the Rainmaker, AEW's own, taking on the Bastard Pac.
I'm going to keep it real short. Okada.
Yeah, I'm going to say Okada, too, just because he's in the Elite, and Okada not going to lose.
Oh.
We love Pac, but Okada not gonna lose. No, not at all. All right, semi-main event. Will Ospreay.
You missed one.
I missed one. What match I missed? Oh, the FTW Championship. How could I forget? Hook taking on Chris Jericho after you push Taz after Chris Jericho pushed down Taz. Chris is going to get that W. Because I'm going to tell you about this business. I'm going to tell you something about this business right here, okay? You may get one, but I always get back. So trust. Hook is losing this match, and Chris Jericho is going to walk out of here with Taz's belt.
I'm going to throw it back for y'all. Hook is on the list. Hook is absolutely on the list, and it's time. Jericho is going to get the dub.
Thank you. Almost missed that match. I appreciate that. Now we can go to the semi-main event.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ospreay versus Bryan freaking Danielson. This is a match of the year candidate already, and they haven't done anything yet. Remember when Danielson and Omega fought, and the crowd was going stupid, and they didn't even lock the. They popped for a lockup,
for them staring at each other before the bell rings. So
I don't know what the match order is going to be, but if you want to start this crowd off hot, you send them two out there first and watch how hot your show is. But then it's going to be like, follow that, bitches. You know? Speaking of following that, our main event for the AEW World Championship, Swerve Strickland taking on the King of TV, the only Joe in town. Samoa Joe for that world championship. How are we feeling about this? Like I've said previously, man, it's been a one-sided feud, a one-sided build so far. So who's to say the Swerve is going to get the job done?
My feelings going into this, like, you know me, I'm a root for everybody black. I feel like Swerve Strickland, he has so much hype. Like, he has been the LA Knight of AEW that year. Like, that is what he was on last year. And I feel like this is his moment, much like WrestleMania was LA Knight's moment. It's Samoa Joe. It's Swerve. I got it. It's Swerve's time. It's his house. He's got to do it.
I think that Swerve is going to win. But I'm already accepting it if Joe just chokes him out.
Yeah.
Because that's what Samoa Joe does.
That's what he does.
And you can't refute what he does, man, because that's what he's going to do. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the a preview and prediction subsequently of AEW Dynasty. Right there. In your face. Boom shakalaka. Anything else you want to cover right now on this one?
Nah.
No? All right, that's a bet. Where can they reach you on the socials?
Y'all can find me at BriBri99, period, with 2 underscores.
Yes, sir. Y'all can follow me and all on everything at this point. Everything at this point. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Streamlabs, YouTube, everything. Uncle Black 215. That's all, everything. You can follow us at 2.5 underscore heels. Follow everybody over at Downtime in the Ring. Subscribe to everybody's YouTube page. Shit, subscribe to Uncle Black 215. We're trying to get to 100 subscribers. Let's get it. Look out for this episode. Look out for more content coming, man. Look out for that the news of the releases. We're gonna do that. That's gonna be next.
Very soon. Very soon.
Look out for that. There's nothing else I'll say. So long. Until next time. Bye.